Israel's call. Not to the mount that might be touched, not to the flame that flared above its crest and o'er its breast while heaven's power was bared, not to the earth that rended, quaked, or dark tempestuous way, but to the land that God hath planned moved Zion's hosts today. Not to the law that Moses wrote on tabled stone of yore, giving each line of will divine in moral code and lore, but to prophetic time that now points to their rightful home, from out of the death-hued centuries God's Israel has come. Jerusalem awakes at length, her royal robe puts on, and glories as of former strength shall clothe her as the sun, and brighter shall her treasure grow, and all the world shall see that God hath brought her foes to naught and sent her jubilee. Rich farming lands and orchards fair her wealth in store proclaim, and men rejoice to hear the voice that sounds abroad her name. Each school in pride of learning stands, each home of beauty marks modern advancement in the land where dwelt the patriarchs. God has his time to cause the morn to spread its gold on high, and for the diamonds of the night to gem the vaulted sky. So in the ages as they move past on mighty wing, the time is set for harvest home, when Zion's hills shall sing. The world moves on from dark to light, the plan of God is sure, and all the fortresses of might against justice can't endure. Have courage then, O Israel, and bear this fact in store, earth's golden age, your heritage of life forevermore. Walter Sargent, Poems of the Way, page 177.